Good morning.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Welcome to church.
欢迎你们来教会。
Notice I'm not wearing glasses.
注意到了吗？我今天没戴眼镜。
Maybe I can read the words better in the back.
所以我可能看后面的电视看得比较清楚一点。
Let's give it a try.
让我们来试试。
Well, last time we started talking about the Beatitudes.
上一次我们开始讲到八福。
We know the Beatitudes are in the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道的是登山宝训中的。
And that's in Matthew chapter 5.
那是在马太福音第五章。
Last time we talked about the first Beatitude.
上一次我们讲到八福中的第一福。
Blessed are the poor.
那个贫穷的人有福了。
So we wondered, what is Jesus talking about?
我们想知道说耶稣到底在说什么。
Why does he say, blessed are the poor?
为什么贫穷的人有福了？
Really, he should say, blessed are the rich.
应该是说有钱的人有福了。
But as we studied it, we realized what Jesus is trying to say.
当我们看仔细看的时候，我们就知道耶稣在讲什么了。
He's interested in the kingdom.
因为他在讲有关神国的事。
He's interested in our spiritual life.
他在讲有关我们属灵的事。
So when he said, "Blessed are the poor,"
当他说这个贫穷的人有福了。
He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
他是在讲灵里贫穷的有福了。
So if you recognize your spiritual emptiness.
如果你知道你灵里面是空虚的
，You realize your spiritual bankruptcy.
你知道你灵里面是很贫穷的
，And you depend on God completely.
你完全的依靠神
，You realize there's nothing you can do to earn your way to salvation.
你知道说你不能凭你自己能够赚到救恩。
Also, you have to take care of the poor.
而且我们必须要照顾贫穷的人。
You have to show them mercy and justice.
你要让他们看到说你的怜悯和你的公义。
And give generously to the poor.
很慷慨地给予他们。
And when you do that, Jesus says, you are blessed.
当你这样做的时候，耶稣说你就会被祝福。
Yours is the kingdom of God.
那你这里就是神的国。
You are already in the kingdom of God.
你已经在神的国中了。
And you can enjoy God's provision and God's benefits.
你可以来享受神的供应和神的保护。
So that was the first beatitude.
这是第一福。
So now we're going to go on to today's lesson.
今天我们要讲第二福。
And it's the very next verse.
就是第二句。
And Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn.
耶稣说哀痛的人有福了。
For they will be comforted.
他们因为他们会被安慰。
Again, we're kind of surprised.
我们又会很惊讶。
Why does Jesus say, blessed are those who mourn?
为什么耶稣说哀痛的人有福了呢？
Doesn't make sense.
好像没有什么道理。
Shouldn't he say, blessed are those who are happy?
他为什么不说那些高兴的人有福了?
Blessed are those who are laughing?
那些欢笑的人有福了。
Specifically, when we look at the word, the mourning,
当我们来仔细看这个哀动的时候,
it's not just someone who's sad.
不只是一个悲伤的意思。
The Bible talks about mourning is always someone who is in deep mourning.
当圣经说到哀动的时候是一个非常深沉的哀痛。
Someone who is crying.
一个在哭泣的人。
In the Jewish custom, when you mourn, you tear off your clothes.
在这个犹太的传统里面，当你哀痛的时候，你要把衣服撕裂。
You put ashes on your face.
你把灰尘撒在头上。
You put on sackcloth.
你把麻布衣服穿上。
You crying and wailing.
你大呼嚎叫。
That is the picture of mourning.
这就是一个哀痛的图片。
So Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are laughing."
耶稣并没有说欢笑的人有福了。
He says, blessed are those who are mourning.
他说哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are crying.
就是那些哭泣的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are experiencing pain and suffering.
是正在痛苦正在是悲痛中的人有福了。
So let's unpack that a little bit.
让我们来仔细看一下这段经文。
Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn.
耶稣说哀痛的人有福了。
The Bible tells us,We are all going to mourn.
圣经告诉我们说我们都有悲痛的时候。
In Ecclesiastes, Bible tells us there's a time to weep, time to laugh, a time to mourn, and time to dance.
传道书三章第四节告诉我们说哭有时笑有时哀动有时跳舞有时。
There is a time to mourn.
有时间我们就会悲痛。
In life, this is not perfect.
因为我们的生活不是一个非常完美的。
Since Adam sinned, this life is not Garden of Eden.
从亚当犯罪以后，我们就不算生活在伊甸园里了。
Everyone is going to mourn.
每一个人都有悲伤的时候。
Just because you follow Jesus doesn't mean you're exempt from the troubles in this life.
并不是因为你信了主，你就可以没有任何悲伤了。
Our world is not perfect.
我们的世界不是完美的。
Your body is not perfect.
我们的身体不完美。
Your health is not perfect.
我们的健康不完美。
The weather is not perfect.
甚至天气也都不完美。
We have just experienced several terrible hurricanes.
我们刚刚才经历了几场大台风。
People lost their lives and lost their possessions.
很多人失去了他们的生命或者他们的财产。
We are all going to mourn.
我们都会哀恸。
In fact, Jesus says he promises you that you will have trouble.
甚至耶稣告诉我们说我们一定会有悲伤的时候。
He doesn't say life is going to be smooth sailing.
他没有说生命会是一场非常平静的
航行。Sunny days every day.
没有说每天都会阳光照耀。
Look what he says in John 16. I've told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble.
在约翰福音16章33节他说我要将这些事告诉你们是要教你们知道在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难。
Jesus promises there will be trouble.
耶稣这里讲到说你肯定会有苦难。
So in life, we have several things that we can mourn over.
在生命中我们有许多事情我们可能会让我们悲伤。
Let me just introduce you to a couple.
让我们来介绍几件事情。
We mourn for our loss.
我们会因为我们的损失而悲伤。
Loss is something bad that happens.
损失是非常坏的一件事情。
You lose your loved one.
你可能失去你亲爱的人。
You lose your health because you got sick.
可能你失去你的健康。
You may lose your job.
或者失去你的工作。
Something bad happens in your life.
就是不好的事情在你生命中发生。
Sometimes we mourn because of disappointment.
有些时候我们悲伤是因为我们失望。
Disappointment is something good that doesn't happen.
失望是因为有些好的事情没有发生。
You expect something and something else happens.
你在希望有一件事情发生，却发生了另外一件事。
You may be disappointed because you lose your job.
你可能会因为你失去工作而失望。
You think you're getting a raise, but you didn't get it.
可能你会认为说你会被加薪，但没有得到。
You expect your children to be doctors and lawyers.
你希望你的孩子变成医生或者律师。
Now they're living in your basement.
他们却搬到你家的这个地下室来了。
You expect a beautiful girl to marry you.
你希望一个很漂亮的女生跟你结婚。
But she says no.
但是她却说不要。
You'll be mourning over that.
你会很难过的。
You expect to win, but you lose.
你希望赢，但是却输了。
But these are the things that everyone has to go through.
这些是会发生在所有人身上的。
In fact, the Bible is full of stories of people who mourn.
圣经里面讲到很多人有悲伤的故事。
When Moses died, God's people mourned.
当摩西死的时候，神的百姓们为他哀恸。
When his best friend Jonathan died, David mourned for many weeks.
当大卫的好朋友约拿单死的时候，大卫哀恸了很久。
The prophet Jeremiah mourned because the nation of Israel was destroyed.
耶利米因为这个以色列人被掳而悲伤了很久。
But Babylonians destroyed the temple and destroyed the city.
巴比伦人他们破坏了这个耶路撒冷城和圣殿。
He mourned for a whole book.
耶利米有一整本书都在悲伤。
It's called the Lamentations.
叫做耶利米哀歌。
So it's perfectly appropriate to mourn.
哀恸是一个非常正常的，也是常常发生的事情。
Because we build in the image of God.
因为我们是按照神的形象造的。
God is an emotional God.
神是一个非常有感情的神。
God mourns.
神也会悲伤。
Remember the story when Jesus went to see his friend Lazarus.
当耶稣去见他的朋友拉撒路的时候。
We see the Bible tells us Jesus wept for his friend.
圣经告诉我们说耶稣因着拉撒路而哭了。
So Jesus can mourn.
耶稣也曾经悲伤过。
So we should mourn.
我们也可以悲伤。
Sometimes we think we're so tough.
我们有些时候认为我们自己非常的强壮。
And we don't want to mourn.
我们不希望有悲伤。
We say that crying is for the weak.
我们说哭泣的人的是软弱者。
But crying is for the strong.
其实那是强壮的人也会哭泣。
If you don't care, if you don't love, of course you won't mourn.
如果你不爱，你不关心，当然你不会难过。
If you're in lost of touch with reality, you won't mourn.
如果你不是活在真实的世界中，你不会难过。
The more you care, the more you will mourn.
你真正关心的会让你很常常伤心。
If you care about someone, you'll be disappointed. You will mourn.
当你非常关心一个人的时候，你可能会失望，你就会难过。
If you fall in love, you may break your heart.
当你去爱的时候，你可能就会伤心。
And you will mourn.
你会难过。
If you don't want to mourn, then you don't care and you don't love.
如果你不去爱，不去关心，当然你就不会难过。
So everyone will go through mourning.
每个人都有悲伤的时候。
The psychologist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross told us the stages of mourning.
我们知道说一个心理学家告诉我们说这个悲伤有五个阶段。
You might have read this or heard about this. It's very common.
你可能听过叫做库勒伯罗斯模型。
So when we face a loss, the first stage is denial.
当我们悲伤的时候，当我们失去的时候，第一阶段我们是否认。
It's the first line of defense.
这是我们自己的一个防御系统。
Basically, we block out the words and we hide from the facts.
我们不想面对这个事实，我们想不想听这个事实。
We just say to ourselves, this can't be happening.
我们跟自己说这不可能。
It's not me, it's not my son, it's not my wife.
我们会说这不会是我，这不会是我的家人。
You're just trying to temper the wave of emotion.
我们会挡住这个感情的冲击。
That's very common. The first line of defense is denial.
这是人的第一个防御系统，我们会否认这个事实。
And when you get through that, you reach a stage of anger.
当你这一个阶段过去过后，第二阶段你就会愤怒。
You can no longer deny the facts.
你没有办法否认这个事实了。
But then you get angry with the whole world.
然后你就会对世界感到愤怒。
Even inanimate objects.
甚至对没有生命的东西你都觉得愤怒。
Total strangers.
不认识的人你也愤怒。
Your family and friends and even God.
甚至是对你的家人或者神。
You're angry at everyone.
你对所有的人都很愤怒。
You wish they had done something.
你觉得他们应该为你做些什么。
So when you're angry, you're blaming everybody else.
当你愤怒的时候，你会责怪所有的人。
But the next step is called bargaining.
第三个阶段叫做争论。
When you bargain, you're blaming yourself.
当你争论的时候，你其实是自责。
It's full of regret.
因为你自己心里面很悔恨。
You say to yourself, I could have done something.
你对你自己说，要是我做些什么就好了。
If I only help that person.
如果我真的去帮助了那个人。
If I only spend more time.
如果我花了更多的时间。
If I only taken my loved one to the doctor earlier.
如果我把我爱的人早点带去看医生。
I should have known that. I could have prevented it.
我应该知道这样，我应该可以预防这件事发生。
So you're blaming yourself.
你在责怪你自己。
You wish you have more control.
你希望说你能够控制这件事情。
When you get through that, the next step is depression.
下一个阶段就是一个忧郁。
We all experience that.
我们都常常经历这样的感觉。
Sometimes depression is very practical.
有些时候这个忧郁是很真实的。
See, when you lose someone, that person could be your support.
当你失去一个你心爱的人的时候，那个人可能原来是你的支持者。
It could be your economic support, could be your emotional support.
可能是在你经济上的支持者，可能是在你精神上的支持者。
But usually it gets into clinical depression.
当你进入临床的忧郁的时候，
then you withdraw from the rest of the world.
你就会想离开这个世界。
You don't want to eat, you don't want to sleep.
你不想睡觉，不想吃饭。
You don't want to interact with your friends.
你不想跟任何人有任何打交道。
You even say to yourself,How shall I go on?
你会问你自己说，我怎么活下去？
Now, if you can get through all these, you finally get to the step of acceptance.
当你经历所有这些阶段，最后一个阶段就是一个承诺。
This is when you face the reality.
当你不得不面对这个真实的。
You face the facts.
当你面对这个事实的时候。
Instead of anger, you're calm.
你不再愤怒，你现在平静了。
You show grace.
你会把恩慈展现出来。
You have worked through your trials and tribulation.
你经历了所有的这些试炼和试探。
And you're ready to start again.
你已经准备好了重新上路。
It doesn't mean you've forgotten it.
不是说你就忘记了。
But you're not overwhelmed by your loss.
你不再被他占被这些情绪所淹没了。
You're ready to start a life again.
你会再一次重新站立起来。
So everyone goes through this.
所有的人都会经历这些。
All of us are in either one or three stages in life.
我们所有的人都会在这三种经历中的一种现在。
You either just emerge from mourning.
可能你是刚刚才经历这个悲伤。
You're in the midst of mourning.
或者正在悲伤中间。
Or you're about to enter a time of mourning.
或者你刚刚要进入这个悲伤。
So even if we are followers of Jesus.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候。
We're not different than those unbelievers.
我们跟不信的人没有什么不一样。
We will all experience this.
我们也会经历这些感觉。
But what is different?
那我们有什么不一样呢?
We are different because God promises comfort.
因为神他应许我们必从他那里得安慰。
God promises a comfort.
神应许我们安慰。
How does God do this?
神怎样做这件事呢?
I think there are several ways.
有很多不同的方法。
Look what the psalm says. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
诗篇34篇告诉我们耶和华靠近伤心的人拯救灵性痛悔的人。
See, our God is close to the brokenhearted.
我们知道说神是靠近伤心的人。
When you're suffering and you're pain, God is with you.
当我们难过失望的时候神在我们身边。
God is not a million miles away.
他不是很遥远。
He is with you.
他在我们身边。
Hebrews 13 says, God will never leave you and never forsake you.
希伯来书十三章五节说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你
God is with you when you're in pain
当我们经历痛苦的时候神就在我们身边
And our God doesn't just come with his arms folded
神并不是站在我们旁边把手抄着
His hands are not in the pockets
他不会把手放在口袋里
He comes and he understands your pain
他在我们身边他理解我们所经历的
The Bible tells in Isaiah
在以赛亚书圣经说
Isaiah is prophecy the coming of the Messiah
以赛亚是一个神所应许在讲这个神给我们应许的一个救赎主
He's talking about Jesus
他在讲耶稣
And what's Jesus like?
他在说耶稣会是什么样子
He says he was despised and rejected by mankind a man of suffering and familiar with pain
53章3节他被藐视被人厌弃多受痛苦常经忧患
Read that again. Familiar with pain.
他会知道说被人多受痛被人厌弃多受痛苦。
He understands your pain.
他知道我们所经历的痛苦。
We just already mentioned this. When Jesus saw Lazarus who died, he wept.
当我们知道说耶稣看到拉撒路死的时候他流泪了。
He understands our pain.
他懂得我们经历的痛苦。
And he can comfort us.
他知道说怎么安慰我们。
The second way that God can help us is because of His family.
神可以帮助我们因为他有神的家。
Who's God's family? It's the church.
神的家是在哪里呢？就是在教会。
The church is not this building.
教会并不是就是这个房子。
It's the brothers and sisters around you.
是在教会里的所有弟兄姐妹。
Look what Romans says. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn.
罗马书十二章十五节告诉我们说与喜乐的人要同乐与哀哭的人要同哭
That means you should not suffer by yourself
这告诉我们说我们不需要单独的独自的去悲伤
You should not mourn on your own
你不需要自己去哭泣
When you share your happiness is double
当你跟大家一同分享你的喜乐的时候你喜乐会增加倍
When you share your mourning is cut in half
当你把你的忧伤分担出去的时候你的忧伤会减半
The Bible tells in 1 Thessalonians Encourage one another and build up each other Just in fact you're doing
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十一节说你们应该彼此劝慰互相建立正如你们素常所行的
So you expect to receive comfort
你应该说 你期待你会从神那里得到安慰
But you also have to give comfort
你也向众人去施安慰。
Other people around you who are in mourning, you should comfort them.
当你周围的人在痛苦、在悲伤的时候，你应该去安慰他们。
Like it says here, build each other up.
这里就像圣经所说的，要互相建立。
You have to build them up because you understand pain.
你因为你经历过这个痛苦，所以你会可以来帮助他们建立。
2 Corinthians says, who comfort us in all trouble so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we have received from God.
哥林多后书一章四节，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
In other words, if you have experienced any kind of trouble,
当我们经历了各样任何样的困难痛苦的时候，
You're the expert to comfort somebody else who experienced the same thing.
你就成了那种痛苦的专家，你可以用你的经历来安慰承受同样痛苦的人。
If you have survived cancer, you can comfort someone battling cancer.
如果你经历了这个癌症，你就能够安慰那些得癌症的人。
If you're suffering from economic hardship, you can comfort someone else who's having financial trouble.
如果你经历了经济上的损失，你就可以用这样的经历来安慰正在受损失的人。
If you dealt with relational problems, you can comfort someone who has the same issues.
如果你经历了感情的破裂，你就会知道怎样安慰正在经历感情问题的人。
That could be your greatest ministry.
那就是你最大的服事。
To help your brothers and sisters.
来帮助你的弟兄姐妹。
I think God can help us because of His promise.
神可以帮助我们，因为他有他的应许。
In Romans chapter 8, we know this one. God says, we know that in all things, He works for the good of all those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效益，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
This is not easy to accept.
这个好像很难接受。
In the midst of trial, we don't want to believe it.
当我们正在经历患难的时候，我们不想这一节经文。
We don't always see the purpose.
我们看不到神的这个目标目的。
We don't always see God's will.
我们看不见神的旨意。
But this is the promise.
这是神的应许。
Everything has meaning.
所有的发生的事情都有意义。
Everything has a purpose.
所有的事情都有它的目的。
If you ask those people who survived the Holocaust,
如果你去问一下那些经历犹太大屠杀的人，
How did you survive?
你怎么活下来了？
They would tell you when they were suffering, they felt there was meaning.
他们会告诉你说，他们在遭遇痛苦的时候，他们知道这个痛苦的意义。
There was hope.
他们有盼望。
First Thessalonians warn us, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三节，论到睡了的人，我不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
See, the rest of mankind have no hope.
其他的人他们没有指望。
So they grieve differently.
他们忧伤的时候是不一样的。
They become bitter, not better.
他们变得更加的苦毒，而不是变好。
Pain is not a stepping stone, it's a stumbling block.
这个痛苦变成了他们，不是他们的垫脚石，而成了他们的绊脚石。
When we follow God, we need to grieve differently.
当我们跟随神的时候，我们悲伤是不一样的。
We have hope.
因为我们有盼望。
Of course, the greatest hope is eternity.
当然，我们最大的盼望就是永生。
In Revelation, we read that in heaven on earth, God will wipe out every tear. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, and no more pain.
启示录二十一章第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
So we have hope. We have God's promise.
我们有神的应许，我们有盼望。
And those are several ways God can help us.
这是神可以从不同的方面来帮助我们的。
But we have to go back to the beginning.
但是我们再回到前面。
Remember, Jesus is focused on the kingdom of God.
记得耶稣他现在正在讲的是关于神国的事。
He's focused on spiritual things.
他专注在我们灵里的需要。
So we can mourn for our loss.
我们可能会为我们的损失而悲伤。
We can mourn for our disappointments.
我们为我们的失望而悲伤。
But most importantly, we have to mourn for our condition.
我们更应该为我们的状态而悲伤。
What is our condition?
我们的状态怎么样了？
If you look at yourself and look at the world around you,
当我们来自己看看自己的情形，或者看一下世界的情形，
we see our imperfection.
我们可以看到我们的不完美。
We see our sinful nature.
我们看到我们罪的本性。
We see the evil in this world.
我们看到邪恶在这个世界上。
So we have to mourn for our condition.
我们要为我们自己的状态而悲伤。
We can go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
我们可以看传道书第七章第四节。
It says, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools in the house of pleasure.
智慧人的心在灶上之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
See, he says, if you're wise, you mourn over your condition.
他说你有智慧的人会因着你的状态而悲伤。
But if you're foolish, you laugh at it.
如果你是一个愚昧人，你就会对着这个觉得很好笑。
You don't think there's anything wrong.
你不觉得你的状态有什么不好。
But the wise man realizes.
但是智慧的人他了解。
And you mourn over your condition.
你会因着你的情形而悲伤。
And this connects to the first beatitude.
这个让我们连接到我们讲的八福中的第一福。
Bless the poor in spirit.
他讲到说领你贫穷的人有福了。
First, you realize your spiritual emptiness.
你知道你灵里是空虚的。
That you're poor in spirit.
你灵里是贫穷的。
And then you realize your condition is poor.
你就知道你的情形是非常贫穷的。
And you mourn over it.
你就会因此而悲伤。
And that's the proper response.
这就是一个正常的反应。
The Bible has many examples of people who mourn over their condition.
圣经里面讲到很多有关人有很多人对自己的情形感到悲伤。
I just give you one from Psalm 51.
我们就来看一个例子，在诗篇五十一篇。
And this is David who mourned over what he did.
这个是大卫对他自己所做的而感到悲伤。
Because he committed adultery and murder.
因为他犯了这个奸淫和谋杀罪。
And he asked God for forgiveness.
他求神赦免他。
He says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love." According to your great compassion for my transgression. Wash away all my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin.
求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并清除我的罪。
The psalmist said the same thing in Psalm 119. He says, streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed.
诗篇119篇讲到我的眼泪下流成河，因为他们不守你的律法。
He's crying, he's mourning, streams of tears.
他在哭泣，他在哀伤。
Because the whole nation of Israel disobeyed God.
因为整个以色列人他们不想跟从神。
They committed adultery and injustice.
他们犯了这个奸淫的罪和不公义的罪。
Likewise, when Jesus is returning to Jerusalem,
同样的，当耶稣回到接近耶路撒冷城的时候
，The Bible tells us he wept over the city.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣看到耶路撒冷城，他就哀哭。
Because the city has sinned.
因为这个城市犯了罪。
And they were about to sacrifice the Messiah.
他们会来杀害神所派来的救赎主。
So we have to mourn over our own condition.
我们应该知道自己的情形，而为此感到悲哀。
There are many things in life that we find to be evil.
在生活中有很多事情我们都可以看到邪恶的存在。
In society, there's injustice, there's violence, there's discrimination.
我们在这个社会中我们可以看到说有很多的暴力，有很多的不公平。
Some people say if we just get along with each other.
有的人说如果我们大家都能和平相处。
If we just take responsibilities.
如果我们每个人都为自己负责。
The world will be a better world.
这个世界会变成一个更好的世界。
But we forget to be poor in spirit.
但是我们却忘了我们灵里是贫穷的。
We forget the root of problem is our sinful nature.
我们忘记说这个所有事情的罪恶的根源是因为我们有罪的本性。
We have to mourn over our condition.
我们应该为着我们的本性而感到悲伤。
Several things happen when we mourn over our condition.
当我们为自己的本性悲伤的时候，有些事情就会发生了。
Second Corinthians tells us, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
哥林多后书七章十节说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
See, when you mourn over your condition, you are going to repent.
当我们为自己的情形而悲伤的时候，我们就会悔改。
When you repent means turn away from what you're doing.
我们会离开我们所做的。
And go in a different direction.
转向另外一个方向。
Many people say, I believe in Jesus.
有很多人说，我相信耶稣。
I know I'm a sinner.
我知道我是一个罪人。
But nothing happens in his life.
但是他生命中却没有任何的改变。
There's no change.
没有改变。
Because he hasn't recognized that he's spiritually poor.
因为他并没有了解说他灵里很贫穷。
He hasn't mourned.
他没有悲哀。
And he has not repented.
所以他没有悔改。
So it's important to mourn over your condition.
所以要认识自己的情形而为此感到悲哀是很重要的。
Another thing that happens when you mourn over your sin, God will send you a comforter.
当我们为自己情形悲哀的时候，神会给我们送来一个安慰者。
Look what Jesus said before he was crucified.
我们看说耶稣在他被钉十架之前他所说的。
In John 14, he says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
他说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Of course, he's talking about the Holy Spirit.
当然他是在讲圣灵。
And the word advocate in Greek is the word parakletos.
这个圣灵的名字就是保惠师。
The parakletos can also mean a comforter.
在这个希腊文的原文可以，这保惠师的意思也是一个安慰者。
A helper.
是一个帮助者。
It's literally someone who's standing right next to you.
这个字面的意思就是站在你身旁的人。
Imagine you're in court.
你想一想，在一个法庭上。
You're being judged.
你在正在被审判。
You'll be about to be sentenced.
你要被判刑。
A terrible punishment.
一个非常严厉的这个审判。
But a lawyer is standing right next to you.
你有个律师站在你身边。
He's going to defend you.
他会为你辩护。
He's going to help you.
他会帮助你。
He's going to comfort you.
他会安慰你。
And that's exactly the word parakletos.
这就是原文保惠师的意思。
Finally, when we mourn for our sin, God promised that we will become righteous.
当我们为我们自己的情形忧伤的时候，神说他会让我们变得公义。
Second Corinthians tells us God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
See, when you mourn, you repent.
当我们忧伤的时候，我们就悔改。
When you repent, God forgives you.
当我们悔改的时候，神就赦免我们。
The blood of Jesus has already cleansed you.
耶稣的宝血已经洁净了我们。
You are in the company of God.
我们在神的旁边。
And that's true joy.
这就是真正的喜乐。
To be with God.
和神同在。
So Jesus, when he started the ministry,
当耶稣开始出来服事的时候，
we read that in Luke chapter 4.
我们看到在路加福音第四章，
Jesus goes in the synagogue and he says, on this day, the prophecy is fulfilled.
耶稣进了会堂说，今天神所应许的就要成就了。
What prophecy is he talking about?
他在说神应许的什么呢？
It's in Isaiah chapter 61.
是在以赛亚书第六十一章。
It says the Messiah is going to proclaim the year of Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all those who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion.
报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与西安悲哀的人。
So ultimately, who is going to comfort you?
我们看到说谁会成为我们的安慰者。
That's Jesus, the Messiah.
就是耶稣基督。
So if we're looking for comfort, we have to look for the Messiah.
当我们需要寻找安慰的时候，我们应该去寻找耶稣基督。
He carried our punishment and died for our sins.
他为我们的罪担当这个罪责，为我们的罪而死。
He is the comforter.
他是我们的安慰者。
He will provide the comfort for those who mourn.
他会为所有悲哀的人提供安慰。
So when we mourn for our sins, we repent.
当我们为我们的罪悲哀的时候，我们就会悔改。
But there's an opposite side to that.
那还有一个反面。
When we examine our world and examine ourselves,
当我们自己省察的时候，
the world is not perfect.
这个世界并不完美。
We're not perfect.
我们自己也不完美。
So we mourn.
所以我们会悲哀。
But when we see God,
当我们看见神的时候，
Who is perfect?
神是完美的。
Who is holy?
神是圣洁的。
The proper response is worship.
我们应该有的反应就是会敬拜神。
Accept God and worship God.
接受神来敬拜神。
And when you do that, you will have joy.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就有喜乐。
That's the opposite of mourn.
这就是悲哀的另一面。
That's why the Apostle Paul says, Rejoice in the Lord always.
所以保罗说 在腓立比书，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
He said it one more time. I will say it again. Rejoice in the Lord.
他还再说一遍，说我再说，你们要喜乐。
You mourn because of your conditions in this world.
你会因你的在这个世界上的情形而感到悲哀。
Life is not perfect.
生活并不是完美的。
There's loss, there's disappointment.
有很多的失望，有很多的损失。
But God is perfect.
但是神是完美的。
Why not accept God?
为什么不来接受神呢
？Why not accept Jesus？
为什么不来接受耶稣基督呢
？In God you'll find comfort。
在神里面你能找到安慰。
You will rejoice。
你会找到喜乐。
You'll finally laugh。
你会笑起来。
As we go on in the book of Matthew, at the end, Jesus says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock."
在马太福音后面第七章讲到说凡听见我这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上
We sang this song today
我们今天唱了这个歌
So the question for you is Do you want to be the wise man?
所以我要问你们说你们愿意做聪明人吗
Do you want to build your life on the word of God?
你希望把你的生命建筑在神的话语之上
Do you want to build your life on rock or sand?
你是要把你的房子建在沙土上还是建在磐石上
But it's not just listening to the words.
不是只是去听这个话。
Jesus said you have to listen to the words and then what? Act on them.
耶稣说你听了这话就去行的人。
Then you will be a wise man.
那才是一个聪明人。
Then you will be blessed.
你就一定会得到祝福。
So blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for... The Holy Spirit who guides us, comforts us, and helps us. And we thank you for today's precious lesson. Help us to deal with our troubles, our losses and disappointments. But above all, help us deal with our conditions. Let us turn to you. Let us turn to you for true joy and true happiness. Let us hold on to your promise that you always be with us and you'll never desert us. We ask for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.